If you listened to this program or watched a lot of TV after Pope John Paul died, you probably heard the voice of Father Thomas Rees. The popular media commentator was the editor of America Magazine, a Catholic publication. Yesterday, Father Rees resigned that post, reportedly under pressure from the Vatican. He released a statement thanking his colleagues and saying he looked forward to a sabbatical. He did not say why he was stepping down. Another of our favorite Vatican watchers is John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter, and he joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
First, tell me about America Magazine and what about it could have led to Father Rees running afoul of the Vatican.
Well, America is a very widely read and widely respected journal of opinion, and it is sponsored officially by the Jesuits. That's probably the flagship religious order in the Catholic Church. And probably those two points would explain the particular attention that it has received from the Vatican. One, it is taken seriously. And two, the Jesuits are considered pace setters for the Catholic Church. And in addition to which, the Jesuits actually take a special vow of loyalty to the Pope. And I think, therefore, that the bar perhaps is set a little higher in terms of expectations for them from the Vatican.
So what kind of coverage of the Catholic Church did America Magazine have?
Well, America, I think, attempted to steer a very centrist and moderate course, but to try to keep all voices within the conversation so that over the years, some of the things that the Vatican cited as objects of concern would be essays that America had printed, for example, exploring the idea of condoms in the context of trying to prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS. There was an essay about homosexual priests, and if a priest is celibate and is mature, does the fact of his being homosexual, should that disqualify him? And now, it should be said that in all of these cases, America published different points of view, so that while there were essays on some of these questions that would challenge official church teaching, there also certainly were essays in every case defending it.
Well, Father Rees did not say why he was leaving. Do we know that he was fired?
Well, I think fired may be putting it a little strongly. I think my information is that he resigned after it was made clear to him from his Jesuit superiors, who were in turn acting on contacts with Rome, that it would be better for all parties concerned if he were to move on.
And what would the role of Pope Benedict be at all in this matter?
According to the information as it's coming out, the initial sort of pressure to do something about America Magazine apparently came from certain American bishops who then contacted the Congregation for the Faith in Rome, who then in turn contacted the Jesuits. The extent to which then Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict, was personally involved in that, we don't know.
John Allen is with the National Catholic Reporter and spoke with us from Rome. Thank you.
You're welcome.